The name of this monster was Richard Wagner. Everything that I have said about him you can find on record, in newspapers, in police reports, in the testimony of people who knew him, in his own letters, between the lines of his autobiography. And the curious thing about this record is that it doesn't matter in the least. Because this undersized, sickly, disagreeable, fascinating little man was right all the time. The joke was on us. He was one of the world's greatest dramatists. He was a great thinker. He was one of the most stupendous musical geniuses that, up to now, the world has ever seen. The world did owe him a living. When you consider what he wrote, 13 operas and music dramas, 11 of them still holding the stage, 8 of them unquestionably worth ranking among the world's great musico-dramatic masterpieces. When you listen to what he wrote, the debts and heartaches that people had to endure from him don't seem much of a price. Think of the luxury with which, for a time, at least, fate rewarded Napoleon, the man who ruined France and looted Europe. And then perhaps you will agree that a few $1,000s worth of debts were not too heavy a price to pay for the Ring trilogy.